Aidan Tolman, well, he signed a new deal with the Bulldogs until the end of 2020. That was last year. Obviously, there's a lot of players we're talking about coming, maybe going, and one, Josh Reynolds, is going, but Aidan is there till 2020. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, boys.
It's been a bit of an up-and-down season, hasn't it? Five wins, five losses.
Yeah,
it's been very inconsistent, I suppose, and we didn't start off too well, losing a couple, then we won one, lost one, won three. Yeah, it's just been that way so far this year, and the loss on the weekend against the Cowboys was very disappointing for us. You know, we've been on had a good month of footy, won 4 from 5, and it was a bit unexpected, really. Not so much the result. Obviously, you've got to go out there and play the game to get the win, but just the way we got beat. So they put 30 points on us, which is not up to our standard, and we weren't good enough on the night. So we've got the Roosters this weekend, who had a really, really strong victory against Parramatta, so it's going to be a big game for us.
So many great packs around, Aidan, that you've got to try and get on top of. Would the Roosters be as hard as any to get on top of when you think of their players?
Yeah, definitely, and it's their forward pack. It's right across the park. They're outside back as well, get them on the front foot. They start really fast, so we played them in round two and we got the jump on them, and I suppose that's where we'll be looking to really start again coming into this game. It's you've got to take them on right from the start, the Roosters, and that's what we'll be trying to do.
Yeah, very much so, mate. Does Des make it a personal challenge, or do you make it a personal challenge, Aidan, to say, well, I'm going to make sure I get on top of Jared Warrior Hargreaves? Do you get into that? Does your mind focus on that?
Oh, a little bit. I think it comes back to both, Des and the individual as well. And I think if we're practicing and training what we want to do in the game, and then go out and do that, then I think that's where it really helps, So they've got a big forward pack to roost. So if we can hopefully get some really good line speed on them, stop them from getting our big boys winding up, then that's where we'll really do some damage to them. But if we're allowing them to get quick play the balls and play on the front foot, it just allows them into the game. It allows our outside backs to get out from dummy half. And, they're a quality team right across the park. So it's going to be a big job, not just for the forwards, but for our edges as well. They're a very potent side. I think they put 48 points on the weekend. So that's a big score in this age of footy.
Aidan, has there been any distraction with all the talk about Josh leaving, players coming, all that sort of stuff?
Oh, I suppose you're not going to say no. It's always, it's always there, and you're always reading it or hearing about it in the media, but that's something that we can't control. So for me personally, it's just about getting on with the job and doing the things. I know I'm here till the end of, like you said, a few more years to go. So for me, I've just got to do my best, and the guys leaving around us, it gives us that, especially for Josh Reynolds, he's one of the heart and soul of our team, and the boys love him. So obviously he's still a couple of weeks away from playing, but we want to make sure that we're playing our best footy for him, because he doesn't want to leave the club, and we want to make sure he leaves it on a high. So definitely motivation in that as well.
Aidan, I know players support each other, and you would have supported the decision of Will Hopewate not to play on a Sunday, but the fact now is that he is playing on a Sunday, this game's on a Sunday, and that's got to be a bonus and put an extra bit of a bounce in everybody's step, surely.
Oh, it's a huge boost, and he's the last couple of weeks he's been playing some really good footy. His first game back from injury, he had a really bad injury against the Roosters in round two, actually, and then, to come back and play the way he did with, he wasn't, a bit tentative going into the tackles or anything like that. So he's a quality player. He's definitely deserved to have his spot back. And, to have him in our side on Sunday is a huge boost. I think we've got a couple more coming up. So it's going to be a huge boost for us in those games.
Yeah, it's a tough one for him, isn't it? I mean, he's devout in his faith. So I can't imagine what he's had to go through to actually come to terms with it. But what I liked hearing was how much he respected the club and what they want him to do.
Yeah, that's right. And I think ultimately it was up to him to make the decision. And, from a team's point of view, we're glad that he's playing on Sundays, because, like I said, he's definitely, got that fullback role, and he's definitely a quality player. So we want him playing every game we can. So, he was good enough to excuse me, he was good enough to, you know, put his faith aside for this game and for these Sunday games, and I'm hoping he comes out and really shows what he can do on Sunday.
Aidan, I know this part is not your job, but there seems to be, when you watch the Bulldogs, a little bit of confusion with the final tackle play. What do we actually do? Do we run the ball? Do we kick the ball? Do we just try and, you know, play for field position? Do we even put it out? Is there a rock-solid philosophy currently there at the Bulldogs about what to do on that final tackle?
Well, there is. I think it's just about taking the right option. Yeah. Sometimes it's the kick that's the best result. Sometimes it's the run into the corner or chance your arm, because the wingers drop back and it gives you an extra number in the line. So, you know, sometimes it's just about our halves and the outside edges taking the, you know, I'm not really involved in last tackle plays, thankfully for that. But, you know, sometimes it's about taking the right option, and that's where we need to be better at.
And Aidan, on a lighter note, James Graham, he started singing on National Nine News last night.
What was the go
Does he
there?
Sing? It was Desiree. He loves
Desiree, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Is he a singer?
Did he? I didn't see that. What was that on?
Oh, he was with Dan. He was with Danny, and then he quoted Desiree a song,
and then
he broke into tune.
No, he must be losing it. I'm not too sure. That
well, he's English, mate. They're a bit different, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right. No, he's a good fella, and he's always up for a bit of fun. So I didn't actually see it, so I'm not too sure how he went, but I don't think he'll be warming up the vocal cords too often.
He's a bloke you'd want to play with, though, I reckon.
Oh, yeah. He's, you know, he's got all the ability and, you know, he's got to pass the game. He's doing all that stuff. But the thing that I love playing with him, he never takes a backwards step.
No.
They're the players you want to play with. And, you know, he's always going to turn up when the going gets hard, and that's what he does.
Do you think he'll be there next year?
I think he'll be there, yes.
Yeah,
it'd be great for the Doggies. Aidan, thanks so much, mate. Good luck against the Roosters. True test, obviously,
yeah,
but play
test.
Well.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Good on you. So it is Bulldogs Roosters, Sunday, 4 p.m., ANZ Stadium. Bulldogs, $2.85. The Roosters, $1.43.